So you're pulling documents for a refinance, and there it is on your California return. Underpayment of estimated tax. Hundreds, maybe thousands, on top of a balance you already knew about.
And the timing is the worst part. Every dollar suddenly matters because an underwriter is going to look at it.
Right. So, first thing, is this an audit? Is somebody questioning the income?
No. Nobody's questioning anything. This is mechanical. You paid the right amount of tax at the wrong times, and California charged you interest for the gap. That's it.
Okay, that's a relief. Sort of.
Sort of. Because here's the thing that catches people. California doesn't use the same schedule the IRS uses. And almost every article you'll read is describing the federal penalty.
Say more about that.
California front loads. 30% of your required annual payment is due April 15. Then 40% by June 15. Nothing in September. Then the last 30% by January 15.
Wait, nothing in September?
Nothing in September.
So 30, 40, 0, 30. And the IRS is 4 equal 25s.
4 equal 25s. So if you did the sensible thing and paid 4 equal quarterlies, you underpaid California's first two installments. Same yearly total, and you still get the penalty.
Because 70% is due by mid-June.
By mid-June, yes. The article calls it the 30-40-0-30 trap, and honestly, that's fair.
Who's this hitting? Like, what kind of income?
Self-employment or 1099 with no withholding. A big stock or crypto sale? Rental income? A home sale with capital gains? RSUs vesting where the default withholding was too low? First year of business income? And it kicks in whenever you expect to owe at least $500 of California tax after withholding. $250 if you're married, or RDP filing separately.
That's a low bar.
It's a low bar. The authority is Revenue and Taxation Code 19136, which mostly mirrors the federal rule, but the payment schedule it enforces doesn't mirror anything.
Okay, so how's the number actually built? Is it a flat percentage?
No, and this matters. It's interest style. Each underpaid installment accrues at the FTB's interest rate, which they reset every 6 months, from that installment's due date until you pay it, or until your return's original due date, normally April 15th, whichever comes first.
So time is the whole thing.
Time is the whole thing. Which is why the April and June installments carry almost all the risk. They've been sitting the longest.
Okay, and there's something about withholding being treated differently?
Yeah, this is the one genuinely friendly rule in here. Withholding counts as paid evenly across the whole year, no matter when it actually came out of your check. Estimated payments don't get that. They only count the day they arrive.
So a December withholding bump can
reach backward across the year, yes. That's the article's point about fixing the current year.
Let's talk about the safe harbor, because that's the word people hear.
Required annual payment is the smaller of two things. 90% of this year's California tax or 100% of last year's tax. That second one goes to 110% if your AGI topped $150,000. $75,000 if you're married, or RDP filing separately.
And there's a California-only wrinkle on top of that.
There is. If your AGI reaches $1 million, $500,000 filing separately, the prior year's safe harbor disappears completely, gone. You have to pay 90% of the current year.
Which in a windfall year you couldn't have predicted is just brutal.
It's brutal. The article says that word, too.
All right. Now the part I want you to be really clear on. Can this be abated?
Not the way people expect. California has a one-time penalty abatement under RNTC 19132.5. Clean record. You ask once. It reaches late filing and late payment penalties. It does not reach the estimated tax penalty.
So if a firm tells you they'll use your clean history to make this one go away,
they're describing a different penalty. And this one generally can't be removed for reasonable cause the way a late filing penalty can.
then what's actually left?
Two real paths. A waiver request on Form 5805, or the annualized income method, also on Form 5805, Part 3.
Start with the waiver. Who's that for?
Narrow. Casualty, disaster, or other unusual circumstance. Or if you retired after age 62 or became disabled during the year and the shortfall had reasonable cause. That's the list.
And what's not on the list?
Ordinary cash flow problems. Forgetting. My preparer never told me. Those don't get there.
Okay, annualization. Explain that one like I've never heard the word.
Sure.
The penalty math assumes your income showed up evenly all year. If it didn't, if you sold appreciated stock in November or your business booms in the fourth quarter, Part 3 recalculates each installment based on when the money actually arrived.
So if the windfall came after June 15,
then you weren't required to have paid those two heavy early installments at those amounts. And that's where most of the penalty lives. The article calls annualization the most underused fix in this whole area.
What's the catch?
The arithmetic is genuinely painful. It's tedious, installment by installment. But it's free. It's your time or a preparer fee. Nothing paid to the state.
And it does nothing if your income was steady.
Nothing at all. Steady income. Annualizing won't move the number.
Now, the penalty stops growing at April 15. So, am I done worrying?
No, and this is the part people miss. The penalty freezes. The balance underneath it doesn't. Anything unpaid after that date starts a separate late payment penalty, 5% plus 0.5% per month, capped at 25%, plus FTB interest.
5% plus 0.5 a month, capped at 25.
Capped at 25. Then it goes in stages. Demand notices. A collection cost recovery fee added to the balance. Then a state tax lien recorded with the county recorder. That's public record. Then an order to withhold against your bank account, or an earnings withholding order against your wages. No court order needed.
And the lien is the refinance problem.
That's the item. The penalty itself doesn't show on your credit report. The lien is a public record your underwriter will find, and most lenders won't close until it's resolved.
How long can they chase it?
20 years. RNTC 19255. Double the IRS window.
Okay. Payment plans.
Individuals owing $25,000 or less can request an FTB plan payable within 60 months with all returns filed. Above $25,000, you're doing financial disclosure on FTB Form 3561.
Form 3561.
3561. And every number on it shapes the monthly payment, which is where having someone experienced matters.
Be honest, though. When is this a do-it-yourself job?
Often.
If the penalty's a few hundred dollars, the math checks out and you can pay it. Pay it. Same if your income was steady and there's no annualization or waiver angle. A plan under $25,000 is an evening online.
And when does it stop being that?
Five figures with Form 3561 disclosure. A windfall year where annualization could move real money, but the arithmetic is ugly. Multiple years of missed quarterlies stacking, a lien already recorded or threatened with a refinance pending, or a matching federal balance, where the order you resolve the two changes your total cost.
And if there's already a levy?
Same week. Releases are possible, but timing sensitive.
So what does someone do today?
Three things. Pull the Form 5805 from your return, or the notice, and write down the penalty figure, which installments it says you missed, and what payments the FTB actually credited. Misapplied payments and wrong year credits happen, and they're fixable.
Two?
Gather the evidence. Last two California returns, proof of every estimated payment and every bit of withholding. And if your income was uneven, a rough quarter-by-quarter breakdown. That's the raw material for both a waiver and an annualization.
And three?
Get the numbers in front of an enrolled agent before the automated collection side moves. Free case review at 888-825-7779. Nobody can tell you how the FTB will rule, What you control is whether the math gets checked and whether the balance is handled before a lien hits the county record.
Which is much easier before underwriting than after.
Far easier. That's the whole window.